Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and I can't start today's show without speaking about NeoPost and their IS-280 postage meter. So think about all the time small businesses spend to process and send mail and packages. You know, if we spend just 15 minutes a day doing it, that's more than 7 full days a year focused on mailing and shipping. And that's just crazy. I recently spoke to NeoPost, and they told me that one of the smartest things to start doing today to save time and money is to use the IS-280 postage meter to handle all our mail processing without ever leaving my office. So here's how it works. The IS-280 weighs and then automatically tells me what postage amount my mail or package needs. Not only do I pay 6% less to send first-class mail, but time's also saved by not having to run to the post office in Easton for postage. The IS-280 allows you to spend more time managing business and less time managing mail. Now, here's the great part. For a limited time, our listeners can get 6 months free by using the promo code FRANCHISE. All you have to do is visit neopost280.com/franchise and enter your zip code to see if you qualify, followed by the promo code FRANCHISE. To lock in 6 months free. That's neopost280.com/franchise.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the entrepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Otto, the CEO of Citywide Maintenance, and founded in 1961. Citywide has become synonymous with building maintenance in its home Kansas City market, plus the 50 U.S. regions where it's grown through franchising since 2001. And we're going to talk to Jeff about that in just a moment. On Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. We're for over 11 years now. We've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Otto, the CEO of Citywide Maintenance. And founded in 1961, Citywide has become synonymous with building maintenance in its home Kansas City market, plus the 50 U.S. regions where it's grown through franchising since 2001. Hi, Jeff. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good, Marty. Thanks for having me.
This is my pleasure, Jeff. It's great to have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
Kansas City, Missouri. Cold and blusterous winter in Kansas City, Missouri.
Is that right? Well, it's pretty cold here, too, in Pennsylvania, Jeff, but I guess that's normal for this time of year, right?
Tis the season.
That's fantastic. You know, it's amazing. You know, we've been doing this show 11 years now, Jeff, and I can't say that we've had a lot of franchises or companies that really got their start back in 1961, so you really have an amazing history. Now, I know you were part of that history of bringing franchising to citywide. Maybe you can go back to the beginning and talk about, you know, some of the highlights since the company started.
Well, my father started a cleaning company in 1961, and he did pretty well. It was a successful business for many, many years. And when I got out of college, came into the business, and through all the years, it's me and my brothers, and we all worked in the business. And anyway, got to the point to where we became the largest in Kansas City, and a gentleman, I just wasn't completely feeling fulfilled. Back then, in
right.
those days, you didn't know about mission and purpose, and but you know, I wasn't completely fulfilled. And a gentleman named Tom Hill came in, and he said, you know, if you want to really be happy in life, you have to be significant, and you have to make a difference in the lives of other people. And the only way to really do that is to take your successful business and share it with others, and teach other people how to accomplish what you've been blessed with in Kansas City. And it was, there's that saying that says, when a student is ready, a teacher will appear.
Yes.
And boy, that was the right time. And Tom Hill came in and said that. And it's like, okay. I was in a group with 14 other CEOs. And I decided at that point I was going to franchise the business. And it's been the best thing that we've ever done.
And, you know, there's been so many experiences since 1961 too, Jeff. You know, I mean, you know, you really, I'm sure at this point, you know, you got it systematized, you know, and so how did you know at that exact moment, I guess, when you were ready to franchise? I mean, I guess the business, you knew it was ready. There was a system set in place, and, you know, it sounds like so you knew you could share this with the world.
Yeah, well, a couple things happened. One is I did not like the janitorial business at all. Nothing mm-hmm. against the janitorial business. I'm a middle child. I'm a people pleaser, and in a service based business, it's very difficult to really make somebody happy. The only time you ever hear from people is when they are complaining. And we had, almost 1,000 people at the time. And another wonderful opportunity came in. Mr. Cho knocked on my door and he said, hey, I lost my only account in Kansas City and I've got a great workforce and I don't want to move back to Dallas. Do you subcontract? And I said, no, subcontracting's
right.
bad. And he proceeded to tell me, no, subcontracting is great. I've got this great group of people. So I said, I tell you what, Mr. Cho, you met me in a moment of weakness. I've got 5 high-rise office buildings up by the airport. Why don't you meet me there tonight and I'll show you one of the buildings and you can tell me whether or not it's something you're interested in. He
right.
says, no, I take all tonight. So I know, Mr. Joe, just meet me up there tonight and I'll show you. So in those days, you know, in the janitorial business, in those days, if you're shorthanded, you go get temporary laborers, you fill up the car,
mm-hmm.
we all roll up. And there's Mr. Cho standing at attention with about 24 Koreans
wow.
In uniform, standing at attention, and I look in my rearview mirror and I'm thinking, I've got 3 or 4 day laborers in my car every single day, people who don't care about me or the client versus partnering with Mr. Cho. And sure enough, that day,
right.
that night, I gave him all 5 high-rise office buildings because he had the talent. And we went from that night being from just a janitorial company with all in-house employees to a company that now aligns ourselves with independent contractors. But within a week, we went from being in jeopardy in this account
wow.
to them calling us and saying, I don't know what you guys are doing, but it's absolutely amazing. By the way, can you help me with a roof leak? And of course, in sales, you say, well, of course I can help you with a roof leak. And then
right.
I hang up the phone and say, anybody know any roofers? You know, and that's how we got into our model today, which is
that's
now we provide
great.
25 different building maintenance services. So we in the past, we were limited to just our own abilities, but Mr. Cho showed us a new and better way. And after we perfected that model for about 5 to 10 years, that's when we blew up Kansas City, became number
right.
one, and said, okay, we've got a great model. There's no hourly employees anymore. There's no inventory. There's no vehicles. It's just a very clean-cut model. We can start franchising. So that's how we knew it was time to go.
I love that story. I think that's fantastic, Jeff. How do you do have all these services? When I was on the website, Jeff, you know, and I was looking at all the different things you do, I was really quite impressed. How do you typically describe Citywide Maintenance to, like, let's say an aspiring French entrepreneur? If you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and, you know, they asked you the question, so what do you guys typically do? How do you answer the question?
Well, so what we do is we provide facility maintenance solutions to commercial properties,
mm-hmm.
but most people don't
mm-hmm.
completely understand that. So what I have to do
right.
is I have to explain it a little bit. Like, we're like a super franchise. You can go buy a janitorial franchise and just do janitorial, or you can buy a locksmith franchise or a carpet cleaning franchise or a lawn and landscaping franchise, and it goes down the list. Almost every one of our 25 services, there are franchise concepts. You can buy
right.
a window washing franchise. But we say,
sure.
why would you want to buy a window washing franchise and be limited to one tiny sliver of the piece of the pie of that client? The hardest part is talking to a client. And once you become a vendor, now let's leverage that relationship and get a bigger piece of the pie and expand the wallet share and market share with that client. And we can offer 25 services to each one of our clients. So instead, we tell people, instead of buying one and you actually are doing the service, we don't do any of the services, right? We align ourselves with
right.
independent contractors. If one of our clients wants window washing, we hire a window washing contractor to do the service. We truly have evolved ourselves into a sales management opportunity. So people who know how to manage salespeople and to provide a world-class experience to the client is who do exceptionally well in our model. People who actually want to get their hands on dirty and to be a cleaning company or to be a lawn and landscaping company is not what we do. Our franchisees are typically higher level general managers, sales managers, strategic thinkers who can build a great team of salespeople and client experience managers. And then all the operations is handled by third party independent contractors who do all of the work.
It's very clever, Jeff. You know, I mean, you have this relationship with your clients. And of course, as you're talking to your clients, you know, they'll ask you questions like, you know, do you know someone who does this? Or do you know someone who does that? And, you know, you can satisfy all of those needs, you know, and it's one of the things that really impressed me about your model, because I think it really is something different. How has technology played a role in the business today, Jeff? You know, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot different from when your dad first started the organization. So how are you using technology today?
Well, you know, the majority of our work is done by hourly entry-level
mm-hmm.
Workers. So
right.
from the workforce itself, we haven't been able to utilize technology to dramatically change the work. So like right now, there's new everybody knows about driverless cars, Tesla and
right.
all the companies that are – okay, well, now there's driverless auto scrubbers. And so you're starting to see some
right.
some of technology coming in to replace some of the people, which will be able to be on the front end of that, which will be great. But mostly what we have done is we've developed some amazing dashboards and tools through Microsoft products to be able
mm-hmm.
to give handheld tablets for the account managers to go out and to have real-time data, provide them the tools that they need to stay in the field rather than coming back. So we're using technology to make our employees, which are sales and client experience managers, more productive in the field. So that's from a standpoint of being able to make sure that we are delivering on our promises and being as productive as we can. That's where the technology is really making a difference for us in our business.
I guess it's safe to say, Jeff, I mean, you're in a pretty big industry, aren't you? I mean, you know, when you think of, you know, medium-sized businesses or just businesses in general, I mean, we're talking some pretty significant numbers, aren't we? I don't know what the numbers are actually up to today, but it even seems like there's growth within the industry as well, isn't there?
It is. It really is. It's one of the biggest industries. The facility maintenance industry is $100 billion-plus. There's multiple
yeah.
companies that look at it, but it's just a huge market. And so we'll do almost a quarter. We are projected to do over a quarter of $1 billion in 2018. So we have one
wow.
quarter of 1% of the market share. It's just absolutely amazing to be able to think that, that there's so much opportunity out there for us.
What's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you, you know, since being part of Citywide Maintenance, Jeff? I mean, I'm sure you have a thousand stories, but does anything stand out in particular?
Well, you know, from I'm going to go back to that story I was telling you about with Tom Hill is mm-hmm. when I'm sitting there and I'm telling him we're having success, but I'm not feeling good about it. It's amazing how what franchising has done for us and the entire company. So the biggest surprise to me is the change that has occurred within our organization in Kansas City. So picture in the old days where we were just an operator ourselves and we were doing it all for ourselves. Well, there was only one family that was making more money. Every year, the employees, of course, would get their raises. But for the most part, they all knew that they were working for me and my family.
Right.
Well, when we started franchising, all of a sudden, this servant leadership, which is one of our values and has been one of our values for years and years and years, completely mm-hmm. changed because while they loved Jeff Odo and they wanted to help me make more money and, you know, that was if it's good for me, it's good for them. It's nowhere near as exciting to be able to say, oh, my gosh, we've got this brand new person who quit his job and invested his life savings into the Citywide model because they come to Kansas City and they fall in love with our people. And so now that our people are engaged and part of the process, the servant leadership has kicked in and it has changed everything here because now people are getting up in Kansas City saying, how can I make a positive difference in the life of our franchisees? How can I serve our franchisees rather than just how do we make more money here in Kansas City so I get my 3% raise a year? It's just been amazing to see the metamorphosis that's gone on.
That's fantastic. The majority of our listeners, Jeff, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them have it in their mind that they want to get into franchising. But in doing this show such a long time that we've learned that so many of them are confused because there's just, you know, there's so much out there. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
Well, passion has got to be one of them and skill set. You know, a lot of people – there's that great book. I'm sure people have heard it multiple times, but E-Myth written by David Gerber, and he tells that story. A lot of people think that they want to be franchisees when in reality they probably should not because being a franchisee is a lot of work. And so I think that you really need to understand why it is that you want to own your own business. But once you understand why you want to own your own business, then you really need to identify what your skill set is. And so, for example, with a Citywide franchise, if you don't have sales acumen, Citywide is probably not the best franchise opportunity for you. So I think that, you know, for the people who are trying to decide whether or not they want to get into franchising, I'd say understand what's motivating you. Why is it that you want to do it? A book like The E-Myth can really, really help. But understanding what your skill set is, and then understanding what your passions are. So for us, we talk a lot about our why and our what. Our why, our people are our purpose. So every day, we all wear these ripple lapel pins that talk about our job is to wake up and to make a positive difference in the lives of as many people in the Citywide community as we can. So we're looking for and recruiting people that share a servant leadership. Our values start with God as the foundation for all of our values. And so we're trying to find people who really share the same values and culture that we do and have that same skill set. And then it becomes a great match. But if you're somebody who's thinking about getting into a business, and let's say that you really care about all that, but you choose a franchisor that doesn't, or vice versa, you could quickly get into a system that doesn't meet your expectations and or needs. Because there's a lot more needs, as we all know, than just financial. There's a lot of great franchise concepts that are out there. Our average franchise is doing over $2 million a year in revenue, which is pretty spectacular. The goal is to be at $10 million in 10 years. So every
That's
city
amazing.
Signs a pledge coming on that they're going to get to $10 million in 10 years. But there's other rewards and opportunities than just financial rewards. And that's why I say it's really important that the franchise or the candidate really understands what it is that's motivating them.
It's so interesting in talking to you, Jeff. I mean, you almost sound like a professor, you know. I mean, it's you know, you talk about servant leadership, you talk about goal setting, you talk about mission, you know. I teach for Kaplan University. I'm going to have my students listen to this this interview, you know, because you know, you incorporate all of those important topics, you know, and foundations into, you know, into the franchise, and I could see, you know, why the franchise is really so successful. How does the training work then, Jeff? I mean, once you decide, you know, you do like them, they like you, and they do come aboard as a franchisee, do they typically come out to headquarters? Is that where the training takes place then?
Yeah, 2 weeks here in Kansas City, and then we send a field rep to spend a week with you in your market. Typically, before you come to Kansas City, you'll do shadowing with another city close to you so you can get a feel for that. Maybe two or three market shadows, but it's a pretty significant commitment to come to training or investment in training here in Kansas City and then in your local market.
What is a typical day like as a citywide maintenance franchisee? I mean, you've been doing this a long time, Jeff, so I mean, you know the business very well, or is there such a thing as a typical day? I'm sure some days are a little bit different from others, but how would you describe a typical day?
Yeah, so we have boiled our business down to four things: get them, keep them, grow them, support them. Everything falls into one of those four buckets. And whether you are getting new clients or getting new employees or getting new contractors, every day you're focusing on getting new somebody. And then once you got them, you got to keep them. You got to keep them happy. And then once you've got them, again, whether it's an employee or and a client, or you got to continually grow them and challenge them and educate them and inspire them to be the best that they can be. And then the fourth bucket is supporting. So the people who aren't on the front line responsible for getting, keeping, and growing clients and contractors, everybody else is in that supporting bucket and making sure that what I tell the people is I have three amazing daughters. And so my daughters, now that they're in the workforce or that age where they're going out and getting jobs, and I keep saying, telling my people so that we've raised our daughters to be confident young ladies who will follow their dreams. And all I want is for them to go to work for a company that will treat them with the same amount of love and respect that we have raised my daughters with, right? So I say, every person here is somebody's precious love child. So your job is to treat everybody in the citywide family like they are somebody's precious loved one. And so this whole support mechanism of really trying to care about people and letting them know that they matter and that they are important is what we should all be doing every single day.
It's interesting in talking to you. I mean, even how you mentioned, you know, God in this interview, Jeff, you know, which is, I can't, you know, there haven't been a lot of times in doing the show 11 years, you know, that I've even had, you know, a CEO or president like yourself even mention God, you know, and I could see that's the part of the whole value system of citywide maintenance, isn't it?
It is. You know, I don't want to send the wrong signal, and we're not Bible beating, trying to convert people to Christianity. The reason why we talk about God is because when we say if our why is our purpose is to make a positive difference, and it's our people. The how is how are we going to make a positive difference? How do we really impact our people? And what we say is number one is living our values, and in those values is God. And we talk a lot about doing what's right. If people would just do what's right, and so God is in there because what it espouses and teaches in any religion, what they're teaching in religions is to the golden rule. And that's kind of where we're coming from, is we want people to, what would Jesus do, or the 60
right.
minutes. If you can't go on 60 minutes and defend your position, then you probably
sure.
aren't making a good decision. So
exactly.
we try to incorporate just good principles and live by the golden rule. And that's where God encapsulates that whole thing for us, rather than us trying to convert people to a religion. That is not what we're trying to do at all.
That's terrific. Do the majority of your franchisees then, Jeff, do they have offices or like some location, you know, where they call the office or their home base? Or, I mean, do some of them work from home? How does that work?
Nope. Everybody is required to have a office,
mm-hmm.
start with a minimum staff. So if you're starting with a staff of salespeople and customer service managers, then you need to have an office, and that's where you recruit
right.
your contractors. So
right.
yeah, that's, and hopefully if it goes right, your first client should be your landlord. So when you're out looking for a new office space, you should say, you know, hey, any way I could provide some services for you and trade for rent.
Exactly. I think that's fantastic. So I could ask you the last question, you know, as you know, being the leader of the organization, Jeff, I mean, where do you see Citywide Maintenance? If you could look into the crystal ball, you've kind of hinted, but, you know, maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road.
Well, I'm going to tell you our 10-year goal is we think that,
mm-hmm.
that we have a very solid plan to be 142 markets. If we don't change any of the metrics, if we don't improve any key success factor, which we believe we obviously will, but if we
right.
just stay on the exact same course that we are going, we'll be in 142 markets doing $10 million on average will be $1.4 billion in revenue. So that's really what I think that we will be able to do here in the United States. We'll probably go international at some point, but I don't have a burning desire to go to Europe or South America. There's so
right.
much opportunity here in the States. It's not something that we need to do. It'll naturally evolve, I'm sure, but to do that kind of revenue in the States in 10 years is pretty exciting.
I don't know if your dad is still here, Jeff, but I'm sure he would be very proud and really amazed, I guess, as far as where the organization is today from when it started in 1961.
Super proud. He comes in every day, full suit. Even on Fridays when we have casual Fridays, it's like, what are you doing here in a casual – when we're dressed in casual – he's like, come on, Dad, it's casual Fridays. Casual Fridays are, you know, nope, every day is suit day. But, yeah, he's still here. He's 82
right.
years old and great health.
Oh,
and,
God bless him.
We have lunch together at least once a week, and it's wonderful.
That's wonderful. That's a great story. What's the best way, Jeff, for our listeners to get more information on Citywide Maintenance as a franchise opportunity and even all the services that you provide yourself? I know you have several different websites if you want to mention those.
Yeah, www.gocitywide.com would be the best. Gocitywide.com would be the best. And a phone number, 913-888-5700.
That's fantastic, and I've really enjoyed having you on the show, Jeff. I get and I understand the success of Citywide Maintenance. You know, I've been following you for a little while now. You know, so to finally have the chance to speak with you, you know, and have you on the podcast is a real privilege for me. And I'd already like to invite you back as you continue all this growth, because I think you really got a strong model over there.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your
Happy
listeners.
Happy Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank
it was
you.
Great to have you on the show. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail,
residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchising years and also have done 100 shows up to this point, and during that time frame we've had some fantastic quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from one of the top franchise attorneys in the country, Kevin Hine, and Kevin's going to talk to you about the hallmark of franchising. Our podcast today is being brought to you by Franchise Interviews LLC, and Franchise Interviews gives you an up-close and behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show on Blog Talk Radio, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and franchise attorneys. And our monthly franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And here we go with Kevin Hine.
I think whether or not they can easily replicate their system, the more difficult, the more detailed the operation is, the harder it is to replicate. So, for example, take the food industry. You see lots and lots of franchise companies in the quick service restaurant segment, in the fast casual segment, but you see very few successful franchise companies in the fine dining or the white tablecloth segment.
Sure.
And the reason is that it's very difficult to teach other people to execute at that level. When you've got people coming in at a very high price point, they don't want just food, they want a good experience, and that requires a certain level of skill and expertise, and it's very hard to replicate that across restaurants, even in a single city, much less across the country. So you want to make sure that you have something that's pretty easy to replicate and that you can train people on, because frankly, you want people to, you want your franchisees to come in and be able to duplicate what you've done, or you're not going to build a very successful franchise system.
Right. I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons people invest in a franchise, of course, the money aspect, but because of this, the simplicity, hopefully, that the franchisor puts together. So this is a big part of you know, what you're talking about here, Kevin.
Absolutely. And the hallmark of franchising, and I know that some people can be critical of this, but the hallmark of franchising is that you give people the same experience no matter what market they're in.
Exactly.
You know, and we all know that if we stop at a McDonald's, whether we're in Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine, that hamburger is going to be the same.
Right.
And it's the same experience, and people come to rely on that and count on that experience, and that's why franchising has been so successful in so many industries.
Absolutely.
You know, and the last thing I always tell people is that you better have a unique marketing proposition. If you're going to try and franchise something and it's already been done, then you're at a real disadvantage. If you're just going to roll out the next hamburger chain franchise and there's nothing unique about what you do, then people are not going to be interested in buying into your system. They want to know, how do I compete with McDonald's, not how do I stand out there as a me too in comparison to McDonald's. So whether it's a new way of providing the service, whether it's a new way of collecting money, whether it's a new gimmick in terms of getting people in the door. I think of Pizza Patron, for example, the pizza chain out of Texas that serves predominantly the Latino market that recently started to accept pesos.
Right,
and,
we mentioned
and
that.
I mean, that's a great marketing proposition. It's a way to say, look, yeah, we sell pizza, but boy, is this ever, you know, a unique way to get people in the door, people who have different currencies and who have different issues. You know, we're gonna service that market. That's something unique. And that's what makes that's one of the things that makes that chain particularly unique, and therefore it's able to attract people to become prospective franchisees.
Yeah, that pizza chain got a lot of PR too, Kevin, from that whole thing. You know, by doing something different, you know, it was they were pretty much in every national newspaper across the United States.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, there's the old saying that, you know, good PR or bad PR is the same. It's going to drive people in the door.
Right. Wasn't that your idea, Kevin, that accepting pesos?
That I would love to say that was my idea, but I'm not
quite
that creative.
You know, you brought up a good point about the uniqueness here. I mean, I don't know if you listened earlier, but last week we interviewed Badass Coffee, and, you know, there's a lot of different coffee franchises, but they stand out because they're quality coffee. They have the Hawaiian theme.
Right.
They have a whole story behind it. It was why they're having success, Kevin, is this point you're bringing up about the unique marketing, you know, proposition.
Right, that's what I thought of, Don, as Kevin was explaining this. I thought of the same thing, Badass Coffee.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's a great example. There's lots of coffee purveyors out there.
Right.
What's the hook? What's the hook to get people to buy the franchise? And more importantly, what's the hook to get new customers in the door?
Exactly.
Right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Kevin Hine, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchises by Category page, and go to our Franchise Services category, and you can hear that whole interview with Kevin Hine. He was just fantastic. And lastly, we'd like to just thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine. We're going on our 10th year, 500th show. It's just been a wonderful experience. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.